9:31, that is your time. And as promised, it is a Wednesday and the man is in studio. Radumel.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I am alive.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
That is always a good start.
And that's the purpose of our show today, all our shows. We're here to try to keep you alive, try to keep you happy and healthy, and share the good knowledge about how we can best do that. So, yeah, thank you for having me. Greater
fantastic,
than fitness, eh?
Fantastic. Re mo letsatsing la baratang.
Yes.
Well, at least we're made to believe.
So we can't say letsatsi because it's all about love all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We must be romantic every day.
Come on.
We can't just be on the 14th.
Pastor Mapanya.
That's right. The right honorable reverend. Hey, I have a certificate. Hey, don't joke around there. I have a certificate. Yeah, reverend. Anyway, so every day is a romantic day, but we're going to talk a little bit about relationships and how... how fitness gets involved in a relationship. Or let me put this better, how we can support each other in a partnership, in a loving relationship, in individual fitness journeys.
Okay.
I got a wonderful article from a friend of mine talking about the value that you can get just by going on a walk with the person that you love. Remember back in the day when we were, you know, when we were younger or during our parents' age?
Yeah, and there is not the resources.
Yeah, but that's the point. Now we have resources. We have WhatsApp. We want to WhatsApp people. Before, you used to walk to somebody's house and then you'd go for a walk around the neighborhood.
That's it.
That would be your date. Homorekela ice cream, akitsi homorekela yini. But that walk, keeping that slight light activity with your partner can do wonders for your relationship. First of all, you've got a little bit of a workout going on, a little bit of activity, which we should all be doing. It's time to reflect and have casual conversation. And you can bond in ways that are very different from a lot of these distractions that we tend to participate in with our partners. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense.
Now you're spending time with each other. So let's just start there, right? Let's get romantic at the walk. The evening walk, or, you know, you can hold hands if you want to. If you're shy, maybe not, you know. But let's keep it like that. Let's see how that works for you. So let's start out there. What do you think?
You're traumatizing me, talk, right? That's how much I can tell
I'm
you.
Traumatizing him, getting hand walk.
You know what I mean?
Why?
I saw a couple of years ago, I was catching a movie.
Mm.
So I went out to grab a bite, you know, at one of these centers. And I couldn't help but notice... you know, the time spent by a couple just across the room. While they were waiting on their order, they're on their phones.
Ah.
Right. Food comes, got a lot of baja. And in my mind, I'm thinking, these are people who look like they, you know, work at 9 to 5.
Mm.
Right. So you spent the better half of the day olugospaning. You know, you have an opportunity to then reconnect with your partner.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But you'd rather be on your gadgets.
Yeah.
You know, you drive back to the house. You know, so these little things, like you're saying, when you go for a walk, it'll be like it would not make a lot of sense for you to have distractions.
Mm-hmm.
You will talk to this person.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find out how this person's day was. You know what I mean? You will speak, you will converse with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, for the most part, I think, for me personally, but, you know, in the same breath, if you're going for a walk,
proper connection,
yeah.
Deep connection.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my wonderful and wise uncle. He told me every Sunday, no matter where I am in the country.
Yeah.
South Africa, and he travels a lot. No matter where I am in the country, Sunday I'm home golfing with my wife.
Nice.
That is it. I can be as busy. I can go away for 3 days. I can go chase. I got 12.
But
Sundays. But Sunday is my wife's golf day. And what is golf but a long walk anyway? We That's it. So that's ultimately what it is.
Yeah.
So it's a nice long walk and it's beautiful. So that's it. Block out that time and spend it with the person that you love.
Nice.
Right? And not just on Valentine's Day. So every day, wake up with love in your heart, man.
We're now past
that's right, that's right. I'm a romantic. So, you know, when we talk about fitness and partnerships, kind of, there is a little bit of, let's call it, tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever tried to broach that conversation with, you know, your loved one? Or, oh, so maybe let's try out this or that or the other.
I have. I think for me personally, somewhat an aggressive approach.
You aggressive?
Yes.
I cannot believe it.
like being sarcastic doesn't look good on you, huh?
Me,
if they haven't told you, let me be the first.
Everything
to let you
looks
know.
Good on me, homie.
So I said to the next person, hey, my friend, I think we're not getting younger. So it'll be in our best interest to then be mindful of just how well we take care of our health.
Mm.
So, however I can support you, kindly let me know. So, you will bring it up the first time. And, you know, and at some point, if you don't quite see anything happening regarding that,
yes.
So you tend to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, it's on some nagana dafita la ke fila gore gongwe dilo tse leng gore di a go itumedisa. How did you do? Maybe you don't quite, appreciate to get me involved.
Yes. So it's tricky.
And I sit back. No, but not to me, though, because I know what you and I have talked about.
Mm.
And you showed minimal interest.
Mm.
So if you now, want to guilt trip me, I'm going to sit there and say, but my friend, not just once, but quite a few times, I have brought this up. I believe that I was trying to say to you, Jorge, let's do stuff together.
Mm.
Stuff that's fun to me and stuff that I think would be fun to do together, you know?
Mm.
But if you were not ready, you could have just said, "Hey, listen, my friend, I hear you. Then maybe, just maybe, I will then understand where you're coming from."
Okay.
Hey.
So, like I said, it's tricky.
No, because, it's not.
No, well, for you it isn't because you see things in a certain way. But a human being is the most dangerous animal in the world. Because a human being is very tricky. You'll never know how to react.
Yeah.
So, there's some baseline rules, right? The first one is, don't offer advice unless it's asked for. This is the golden rule. And in fact, us as, this is a very male-dominated show. Us as men, we can take that rule and put it in our pocket. But that doesn't mean that women shouldn't hear it too. But ultimately, ask somebody if they would like your advice before you give it.
Yeah.
That's one. That's rule number one. Rule number two is to lead by example. Because when they see what you are doing and the consistency with which you are doing it, oftentimes somebody will say, I would like a taste of that.
Yeah.
And you may have to add in an additional workout to work with them and say, hey, you've asked me to do this. Let's do this, which I think you would enjoy. So not what I enjoy, but what I think you might enjoy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do that with you, right? Then the next level is you want to cheer them on, right? So when you see them doing something, make sure that there's a reward that comes at the end of it. So for instance, you know, when the person is out and you know that they've been, whatever, running for 2 hours or Bansabaleko Jimmy for 2 hours, whatever, when they come back, you're like, hey, I know you've been working hard. Here's some breakfast for you. Here's some dinner for you. I've taken care of that for you. So what we've done then is we've cleared the path for their success. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense.
Yeah. So these are some of the things that we can do. And understanding also what their goals are and supporting them as opposed to sabotaging them. For instance, if somebody is on a strict calorie diet, don't go buying chocolate every day, right? Only on this day, because it's the 14th. But we can be romantic in other ways. We can have, but let's not sabotage people's goals. We want to support them and celebrate them because we understand where somebody's trying to go. And that comes from your partner, not from you.
I see. We talk about eating, but just for clarity, though, the second rule, it goes both ways, right? Kore haki super totoeto momo tumo getsela len. If you take care of stuff for me to have a little bit of a breather. Hase just one way street.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They must be doing the same for you as well. But remember, we are trying to support our partners.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So in demonstrating how one can support your partner, you expect that to be reflected at some stage, and you can have those types of conversations, right, around how they can better support you. You see?
Right.
But again, love is leadership.
I like
both
that.
Ways, right? You understand?
I like that.
Yeah. So you can never be a follower in love. It's if you're a follower in love, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because it takes two people to be in love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when we're in this thing together and we're on this journey together, the expectation is that you will say, oh, I see the leadership. Let's see where I can be a leader too.
And just chipping in, Honofo. Harare lorato ke ho hoela di lotoko, then obodi ra otsa di tshwetso tse leng gore wabodi o di lemogile ka hore o etse di lotoko. Gangwe le gape ka ngwao ya rena Setswana, o tla bogote motho wa rre. Gongwe ke ene o e leng gore o goga dilo ko pele. Motho wa mme a ba nna supportive. Right. Me, often a time, I have a few clients ba ba reng, hey, it'll really be nice to have my spouse tag along. Ga ke tla go itshedila. But to get him off the couch is not really the easiest thing. So o kgona go bona gore mo partnershipping eo, le motho wa mme o kgona gore be nna ene o e leng gore lesedila gore re tshwanetse gore re tokagatse ka ga re itshwarang ka teng where our health is concerned, le ka ko go mme more than it is ka ko gore re. So in that instance, go rela gore mme ke ene e leng gore they are leading. Ebile their leadership should then ultimately, I think, to some degree, inspire spouses sa bone gore ei motho wa me o ka re go gana gongwe dijo tse re di jang mo lapeng gongwe dilo tse e leng gore ke a di dira di tshwanetse gore di mo thuse le ene to then achieve what she wants to achieve for herself and for us as a unit.
Yeah.
Right.
So leadership, even support requires leadership.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Think about the military. Go na le officera and go na le di non-commissioned officers.
Yes.
These are people who are supporting the leadership.
Yes.
But it requires a certain level of leadership. So even in your support role, you must be in a leadership capacity to say, in order to best support you, leader, this is what we might need to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we have, we need to be able to have those conversations to say, I've got this that I think will be better for us. Please join me in this way. But it shouldn't be nagging, right? So don't forget that when we ask somebody to do something for themselves, it needs to be about them and their goals, not us and our wants for them. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, I want this person to change so that they suit me. That is not support. That is not love, right? Love is, I hear you say this. How can I help you do that? So that's why it really needs to be very individualized, because you must ask somebody how you can help. You must individualize your support and your encouragement as well. It must be things like, I loved seeing how you got up in the morning to achieve your dreams. I'm really impressed by the discipline you're showing. You're doing so great. Do you understand?
I hear you.
Yeah. But based upon what it is that they want, because they need to express that. They need to say, you know what? I want this. And you can ask them, find out what their goals are and support them in their goals. So again, if there's somebody sitting on the couch and you want them to get up off the couch and do something, find out why that would be something they'd want to do before you start saying, I want to drag them with me.
Interesting. 171-03-171-03. Maybe we talk, could send you know, whatever, you know, was he was eating.
No, we talk us here saying, saying the toxicity, the toxicity in the city. Yeah, so you don't want to be,
so you don't want me to invite them to send messages.
No, yeah, yes,
I was trying to give them the number.
Oh, certainly, they can send through messages.
Okay.
And
171-03-171-03. Those of you who would like to call in live, there are a few revelations that I am making here myself. 171-03-171-03. I think, you know, just a quick confession. For me, it was more a question of, I could see that we could do better if we, you know, did certain things together, right? So maybe in that position, it was more a selfish thing, because I wanted certain things for myself, and I believed that you know, me wanting those things, my partner would you know, maybe want the same things for herself, right? But like you rightfully point out, it makes a whole host of sense, you know, for you to then say, hey. I'm over here. This is how I feel. This is what I want for self. I don't know if there's something that I can do to support you in what you would want for self. What would that be? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That way they are coming out, you know, to maybe see, you know, what you want for self, support you in that. And, you know, then that will be their reason for tagging along.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that their approach. But like I said, at the beginning of this engagement, I said that my approach has not been, you know, the most amazing. Well, at least that's what I've been told. But I believe for the most part, and off the record, I even said to you already, I believe that this platform was birthed to just, you know, unpack, if not, you know, uncover these things. You would know, you will understand, they are a bit more resistant when I bring this thing up. Would it have anything to do with maybe how I'm bringing it to them? Is it how it's received? You know, saying what ultimately, you know, that level of resistance.
You know, let's not forget that these issues are also very, very sensitive to some people. So we're dealing with some body issues, physical language, you know, different things that people are dealing with. And they may, for somebody to receive that information sometimes isn't the best. There's some chap, I don't want to mention his name, but I see him in the mall and the guy will be like, oh, you're looking fat today. And yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Okay.
I don't need that. You know, I really didn't need that. But like every time I see, I'll ignore him. I like try not to see him. But if he sees me, like, oh, yeah, you're looking fat. I'm like, oh, thanks, buddy. But, you know, I don't like that. Like yeah. some people need to be a little bit aware about, of that. Let's not talk about people's bodies unless they've asked for your opinion. That's the number one thing. But if we do want to have those conversations, let's make sure that it's on the terms of the individual involved. I mean, I remember there was a friend of mine who was saying, oh, like my big plan right now is to like become more figurely because they've always been more of a slender person. And then they were like, oh, but the things that I'm doing, like I'm actually just putting weight in the wrong places. And I bit my tongue for 2 years before this person asked me for advice.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what needed to happen was you need to put on muscle. Stop trying to, yeah. you know, you need to put muscle in the places where you want to be.
Yeah.
Right? But I had to.
They hadn't asked for your opinion.
They didn't ask for my opinion. And yeah. I knew that if I said anything, that would be it. That would be the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
So part of the things that we need to learn as we grow up in life fundamentally is sometimes your opinion isn't asked for and it's not required. Somebody must just learn as they want to learn. And you can say, hey, if you need help with that, I'm happy to support you. And then ask, what would that support look like?
Yeah.
Right? And then if they ask for your opinion, you can give it to them. But we want to prescribe gore supporta motho jang, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
In anything in life.
It's we make it about us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you support somebody when you're technically you're just scratching yourself on the back?
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the other person.
Truth.
Mm.
Truth.
Like that guy who comes and tells me I'm fat.
you are about to speak to Buitoko's position ka toxicity.
Ka toxicity. Yeah. Yeah, I think we've approached it, which is like the way that we approach these issues is critical because we need to make it about the other person. That's how we avoid the toxicity.
Nice.
Right? Let's not make it about ourselves. Let's make it about the other person and what their goals are and what's important to them.
Okay. There's a text here that reads, please provide a distinction between support and enablement.
Aha. Support and enablement. Mm. Okay. Mm. So I'm not quite sure. Let's talk about enablement. Enablement of like negative behaviors? Is that what we're talking
you would
about?
Like, you would like for them to bring clarity to that?
I mean, I wish we could, but let's see.
Well,
maybe they got fast fingers.
I think we have a confession.
We have a confession. Oh, is it you? Ah, this man. Yeah.
No, I saw the number.
The man in the chair.
I saw the number, yes.
The man in the chair is joining the show. Yes, okay.
Yes, so by enablement, I'm talking about, again, your goals. But then the goals are not congruent with the support the person is asking for.
Ah.
So now, for example, you'd say, I want to lose weight. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then every day I'm seeing you not doing weight loss, dietary things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're like, well, it's my process. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
How do you make that distinction to where we have goals, we have to be accountable to those goals, and I have to support you. But at the same time, if people are not in congruence with the goals, how do you create support and bring accountability?
So that's the question. Like, one of the things that we talk about is building a community. And really, ultimately, especially in a romantic relationship, you are spending so much time with each other. Perhaps you, as the partner, are not the best person placed to be the accountability partner. Because there's a lot tied up in your relationship, right? There's body image, there's, am I good looking enough? Do I have enough money? Do I drive a nice enough car? All these different things. Perhaps that's just not your portion in the relationship. But if it is, it will be asked for. How about? As someone who's supporting, your job is just to love and support. So where you see yes, you may have something to say about it, but you have to be very careful about it.
Yeah.
Because once again, if your opinion is not asked for,
then it'll speak to what we talk already, you know, the first time around.
Mm.
It will then be, you
it's
know,
about you now.
Yeah, no, yeah. It will then, you know, constitute to, you know, being somewhat toxic.
Hey, we're not a toxic guy or girl.
Hey.
Hey. Because, yeah, I know it's about you. So you can see and say, hey, you can say, I've provided these options.
Yeah.
That's a nice way. That's always a nice way to do it. I've provided these options. Or, oh, you know what? I've got a meal plan for the week. Or pizza. But you're not saying anything. When you're just making sure that you're providing the option of your support. Does that make sense?
I'm hoping that the man is answered.
Mm. I'm not surprised.
We went from his message to now the message to footballer.
So
I'll have to go through a whole host of them to see which ones are for us.
Hey.
17103 17103 for your voice calls. Ring us up on 3161006 at 3161006. So just maybe chipping in, hello. Maybe you're not, as a spouse, maybe you're not the best person to go to where that is concerned, where accountability is concerned.
Mm.
So what do you then suggest, you know, should happen in that in that setup? In that regard.
So look, there's many ways that it can happen. Some spouses, they'll want that. So let's look at it this way. When I offer my support to you, sometimes the support is come with me to do this activity. Sometimes the support is stay away from this activity so I can have some time to myself. Sometimes the support is allow me to do this with a different community. So these preferences are critical to identify, right? And then sometimes you can work with a personal trainer between the two of you, and that person will be the accountability partner. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. It really just depends on the preferences of the individual that you're supporting. So for me personally, I hate running with other people. I want that time to myself. That's my thinking time.
I'm a solo runner too.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't particularly want to do that with other people. There's other things that I would love to do with other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not impartial to the odd evening walk. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with that. I could do that. You know, so those are the types of things that I can do together. So we can build these partnerships however we think is beneficial and fruitful for us.
Okay.
Mm.
Makes absolute sense. In life, you reap what you sow.
Mm.
It's a text message from Holy Seho. Valentine died for love. Romeo also died for love. Jack in the Titanic died for love. Samson in the Bible died for love.
Did Samson actually die for love? No, they captured him and then, well, I suppose he did die. He brought down the thing for himself. Yeah. But he was a very strong man. So thank you, know, we can say he was very
Jesus,
fit.
Jesus Christ died for love.
True.
This
preach
defines our love for me and my husband, since we know each other, we've known each other for over 20 years.
Oh.
From Patimo Balone.
Okay.
Right, thank
that's
you,
a beautiful
Patimo,
message.
And you know, I'm guessing shout out to you and the hubby.
Yeah, partners for life, 20 years, huh?
Yeah,
that's right.
They're ready to do the Jesus and Samson and whoever else, and
then
Jack.
They need to come in with some advice for us.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So just in wrapping up, essentially this journey of you know, achieving your goals, in you know, getting fit, the support, like you rightly pointed out, it's from a place of I think pureness, if you know, that's proper English.
Mm.
It's one story. It's from a place. El kore high heli ibaya moto le kang kapau mo le zang abuto kujo butoka mo mo se mong se el kore kongo ofer layano homo discourage kapa homo homo ketahaletsa gore gore a bone lesedi a le leng gore gongwe o eleditse gore o le bone. How do you achieve that? Ke gone gore gongwe o tlhaloganye pele gore dikeletso tsa bone keng se eteletse tsa gago ko pele ka gore go kgone go fela yanong go nna gore but I don't see myself in what this man or what this woman is trying to maybe, you know, get us to do.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So until the season e leng gore your engagement di supa gone gore selo se ke leng gore ke ne ke eletsa gore re se dire ke go bona o le mo go sone ka tsela e ntseng jang. The minute they see that, then their buy-in, you know, just becomes supernatural.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for those who would like to maybe you know, engage further, for those who would like to appreciate you know, any other material that you know, the show has or the program has an offer, you know, how can they make that happen?
So we have a full blog that discusses a lot of things that we discuss on the show. We post 3 times a week. One of those topics tends to be what we're talking about this week. So you can always go to greater.fit, that's gr8r.fit, and you can read those blog articles for yourself and comment and let us know what you think. You can also reach out to us on social media. If you have any ideas or questions that you'd like us to answer or to delve deeper in, please share those with us on social media. That's on Facebook and Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. That's Greater Than Fitness, that's gr8r Than Fitness, and you can reach us on all three of those platforms, as well as Threads. I don't know if Threads is a thing now, but we also have a Threads, the new Twitter. So you can reach us on those and ask us anything that you would like, and we will try to help you. We've got some great supplements that are supporting people's fitness goals, so you can check those out, ask questions about those if you'd like, and plenty more. So reach out to us, follow us, ask questions. We're here to get you moving.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence. And we talk a welcome back. We missed you past a couple of recordings. So it's great to have you in the house. Let's do this again next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Gentlemen, have yourselves a decent night. And take care of you and yours.
Thank
Happy
you.
Valentine's Day, week, month, year to you and yours.
Yes, that's right.
It is 10:03, RB2, your station of choice. Greater Than Fitness, returning to you next Wednesday, same place, same dial.
Reba utule.